Hello, thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Michelle Morris. I am with Consolidated Planning Group, and we have got a fantastic webinar for you today. We've got a group of fantastic colleges participating today to tell us some of the programs that are available to students who might have some different needs. These are colleges we're focusing on Texas today. But if you have any questions, you can go ahead and put those in the chat box. We are in webinar mode, so that means we can't see you or hear you. Go ahead and put any questions or comments you have in the chat. We love those, and we will get to as many of your questions as we can today. This is kind of going to be like a speed dating where each participant, each part of our panel is going to be able to talk about their specific school and programs for about 5 to 7 minutes. You are free to ask any questions that you would like of the entire panel or ask questions of the individual schools. That's fine. And like I said, we should be here for about an hour. This webinar, just like all of our webinars, is being recorded. We always put the recordings onto our YouTube channel once this is finished. And we send you, as long as you have registered to be in this webinar, we send you the slides afterwards. So you should get those in your email later on today. All right. So again, I am Michelle Morris. We host many, many webinars. Consolidated Planning Group is first and foremost a financial planning firm. We strive to help members of the community with special needs planning. You know, the owner of our company has she and her husband have 4 kids altogether, and 2 of them have some disabilities that really caused her to decide, hey, you know, this is really difficult navigating all of the ins and outs of planning for the future for my loved one with the benefits and the rules and regulations and the programs that are out there. So she decided to turn the whole company to focus on helping families who have a loved one that has any kind of intellectual or developmental disability. So we've been doing this for over 30 years. We have experience with insurance and financial services. We are fully licensed in those areas, you know, insurance and securities. We are also, though, members of the Special Needs Planning Academy, and we are nationally certified as Social Security advisors. So that's some of the reason why you should listen to the presentations that we give. We're located just outside of Houston, and we serve families all across Texas and all across the United States. So if you know of anybody who needs to be thinking about special needs planning, they might need to have a conversation with us. We help families with protection plans, you know, thinking about protecting that income that you're making and what happens if a breadwinner for the family should become ill or pass away or become disabled, things like that. We help with lifetime care planning, thinking about how much is it going to cost to take care of your loved one once you're gone and you can't provide for them anymore, especially if they're not going to be able to be completely independent or if they need care for the rest of their life. But even if they just maybe need an attendant, we can help. We can help you figure those things out. Transition planning, you know, when we go from high school to the real world, when we turn 18, there are different transition phases that can cause a lot of planning to need to be done. You know, what's going to happen after high school for your loved one? What happens to the logistics of bank accounts and things like that when they turn 18 and SSI benefits and waiver programs? We help set up ABLE accounts. And again, we're here to help advocate for you and to educate you because we know that you're in the thick of it. And this is very, very difficult stuff. Fewer than a tenth of a percentage of all the financial advisors across the United States focus on planning for families who have a special needs loved one. There's over 263,000 financial advisors in the United States, and fewer than 200 of them, not 200,000, but just 200 financial advising firms in the United States focus on special needs planning. Now, we have a great lineup of schools here today to help discuss their programs, and they're going to go one by one. But we have Texas A&M visiting with us, HCC and the VAST Academy, UT Austin and the E4 program. We've got Shepherd's College, Lifelong Learning with Friends, and Mary, I can't remember which group you're with. You want to unmute and tell me?
Yes, I'm with Alvin Community College, the Strive program.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So we're going to be hearing from these schools today about what they do and what they have to offer. Like I said, please put any questions that you have for them in the chat box, even if it's kind of a broad question that we can all maybe have some input on. That's totally fine. So, Scott, you are up first to talk to us about Shepherd's College.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Michelle.
Thank you for being here today with us, Scott. I'm going to set a
Absolutely.
timer, but please don't worry about your time limit. I think,
Perfect.
okay.
Awesome. So, hello, everybody. I am Scott Ellis. I'm the admissions counselor here at Shepherd's College. Shepherd's College is a three-year accredited college designed specifically for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So, when you come to our campus, it's all students with disabilities, and we're here for them. We are in Union Grove, Wisconsin. So one thing to note that we've had students from 36 states, 9 countries, just because we're so unique in what we do. We have current and past students from Texas. You wouldn't be the first families ever from Texas, and you wouldn't be the last either. So some things about Shepherd's College. We're all about appropriate independence, and that looks different for each of our students. Even here we see three of our graduates just graduated this past Saturday. So we got Stevie there, we got Libby, and we got Hope. So we worked with each of them. They're all at different areas of what their independence is. And we worked on what can that look like to continue to grow that independence for them for after graduation. Some of our students, that means they're living on their own, even when mom and dad thought it was never possible. Others, it might be a group of them. Others, it might be in a like an apartment where it's more assisted and helping them there. Others, it might be back at home, but it's what is more responsibility and independence look like at home? Because oftentimes the stereotype for students who my company Shepherd to be, they're living in their parents' basements, playing video games. We wanna take that and be like, okay, how do we bring responsibility, bring even more meaning to your life here and what you're doing? So some of the ways we do that, we have both working on life skills and job skills for those appropriate independence. Life skills, students are living on campus. So we started in dorms with about 20 students. We got along with 8, and it's the right to course, we have apartments with 2 students.
Scott, we're having some issues with your audio. I'm not sure what's going on. We're having some issues with your audio. So if you could just slow down a little bit, that might
Sure.
help.
Yep. And if I need to log out, let me know and I'll head out and come back in.
No, you're back. You're good now.
Okay. Awesome. So those life skills start in our dorms with about 20 students. And then the next step, we are hauled home with 8, and then our apartments with 2. Every step of the way, students begin working on more independence, more responsibility. Then for those job skills and other things like that, we have core classes and major classes. Core classes, we're going to be working on budgeting, working on employment readiness, personal professional development, anything that all of our students need a firm foundation for. And all of those classes, every 10 minutes, we're switching up our learning styles. We're making sure things are hands-on and practical for our students. Now, we need to see on the horticulture, culinary, and technology. We need to decide all three of those before choosing which major they want to be in, and we work with them on what does the job look like for me? We figure out what are my skills and aptitudes? What accommodations am I going to need? How do I talk to somebody at my job? And students are getting that training in their third year. They're doing internships, essentially, which are going to be some on campus, some off campus, seeing what is it looking like to be reference and what is in there. Typically, for disabled individuals, they're about 20% employment rate. For Shepherd's College grads, at around 80%, typically a little bit more. So we kind of flip that statistic.
Very interesting. Hey, Scott, I think what we're going to do, because we are still having a little bit of technical difficulties on your No, if you could log out and then back in, and we'll come back to your slide, okay, to give you an opportunity to catch up with us, because it's just being weird. Okay, so one question that I received, and you might want to think about as you're going through, we'll go to the next one with Derek at Bast Academy. Does it matter if the student has guardianship established? Is that good? Is that bad? Does it matter at all? Do you want to go ahead and take over, Derek?
Yes, I'd like to do that. Thank you, Michelle. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Dr. Derek Irvin, and I'm the program director for the VAST Academy, the Vocational Advancement and Skills Training Program here at Houston Community College in Houston, Texas. I've been here for 2 months, and just to answer the question very quickly, no. Being a guardian or having been established as a guardian for your potential student is not a barrier for them applying to our program. Our program is some 35 years old. Our makeup is, there's an executive director who is Susan Maraska. There's myself, who is one of the three program directors. I am over the central or the Midtown campus here in Houston. There's a location in Stafford, Texas, which is right next to Missouri City and Sugar Land. And then we also have a Memorial City or Spring Branch location here in Houston. We have worked with up to 150 students over the last year, 44 of which that just graduated this past May. So we're excited about that. To piggyback on the question about someone being a guardian, we've had students apply to our program that do have guardians for various reasons. And two students of ours that just graduated have already gotten accepted into St. Thomas University and Texas A&M University. I forget which Texas A&M University campus, but they have gotten accepted there. We have two that just graduated this past May with their associates. They're alumni of our program, but they've graduated just from St. Thomas University and also Texas A&M University. We have a battery of courses that's going to range from 36 to 48 hours altogether in terms of their instruction. Anything from workplace communication to career exploration, critical thinking, resume writing, interviewing. We really have a robust and comprehensive program whereby we're really working to prepare our students, not only while they go through our program, but it really is, I'm going to say, hands-on to an extent. We don't baby the students, because one of the requirements, and I'm sure all the other panelists can relate to this, we want them to be independent. That's one of the main requirements for our program. They have to be independent, meaning that as much as a parent's, when we meet with them and the student during the application process, sometimes they want to be here with them. But one of the things we want to push is the whole idea of being independent. We want them to be able to come to class and sit in class and do the instruction. But more importantly, we also show them how to be advocates for themselves, not only in the classroom, but beyond the classroom. We are about to start a STEM camp in conjunction or in collaboration with Texas Workforce Commission. There are five courses that we're going to be starting from June 10th of next week through the end of July. Those courses are Apple Swift coding, there's PC building, there's artificial intelligence, which is one of my favorite. Everyone's talking about artificial intelligence now. So believe it or not, we have this artificial intelligence class that's going on right now as we speak. And it is, I tell you, the students are just absolutely overexcited about all things AI and what we're going to be able to do with that. We're looking at expanding to two other locations. So beyond the central campus, which is the campus that I am over, and Stafford and the Spring Branch, we're looking at going to Northeast. Anyone's on the call that is interested in having your loved one apply to the program, we're looking at the North Southeast campus, I'm sorry, that's the Gulfgate area. So when you think about Houston 45 South and 610, we're looking at establishing a program there, and also in the Katy campus that just opened in the last year or two here at Houston Community College. What else? Beyond the three program directors, we have a full-time program director for employment. So that person is specifically responsible for developing relationships with community partners or employers in the community so that we can get these students employment, not only while they're in the program, but if for whatever reason, once they don't get a job while they're in the program, then we still work with them after they graduate the program. Because again, it's important that not only we help them to become independent and develop these vocational skills, but also to land employment. We're working with at least two different community partners in terms of housing. There's one partner we're working with right now in establishing an MOU, whereby they're working to provide housing for these students. So when we look at what they're learning with us while they're matriculating through our program, learning how to be independent, learning how to be self-advocates, they can move right out of our program into independent living. I'm looking at a question in the chat, and then I will concede to the next person. Okay, yeah, so that's going to be all that yes. So there's a question about TWC Workforce Solutions. So yes, absolutely. TWC is one of our community partners that actually work to pay for their instruction. And there's a process for that. One of the things they have to do is going to be applying for the FAFSA. They, as a requirement, TWC want to see that the students did apply for FAFSA. And then once they see that, then they go through their processes in order to getting them approved for their instruction with us, and also for the STEM camp. So it's the same thing. So they also work with the students paying for the instruction going through our program, but also for the STEM camp.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Derek, for speaking up to us. I want to give some time back to Scott. I actually, I don't know much about Shepherd's College, even though I am familiar with Wisconsin because I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up in Indiana and, did spend some time in Wisconsin. Beautiful, beautiful state and very different from Texas. I mean, you get all four seasons, a heck of a lot more winter time than we get here in Texas. But I did actually, in our morning meeting today, Allison told me that we do have a client who is at Shepherd's. She said their son is highly impacted by his autism, but at Shepherd's College, he is really out there thriving and the family is so pleased. So Scott, I wanted to give you back some time. Hopefully your whatever audio craziness we were dealing with is gone, and go ahead and tell us more. Tell us more about what you were saying at the end there about Shepherd's.
Sure. And if the audio does go out, I'm putting a resource in the chat right now too.
Oh, perfect.
So that's a YouTube episode that you could see. So working with our students on appropriate independence. So looks different for each. So we have from students who can't read, but can be vocationally trained, to students who've tried a typical college that just didn't have the right supports, to any room between, working to figure out what does a job look like for me in my major of either horticulture, culinary, or tech. And that's also different for each student as well, because they all have different aptitudes, different skill sets, different levels, different functioning abilities. So we're working with our students in those areas. We want to help them no matter where they might be. If you come to campus ever, you get to see a broad range of where they're at, but students that are just kind of loving what they're doing and working towards those goals that they might have. So, and then with the TWC as well, we do have students who have accessed those funds from Texas as well, some current and some past. So that'd be one, when it comes to like, hey, how would that work for my student? That'd be one resource that our financial aid communicator could speak with you about.
Fantastic. Are those the only three programs that you offer at Shepherd's?
Correct. Yep, those are just the three majors right now.
Okay, so it's horticulture, culinary, and tech.
Yep.
Fantastic. Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about Shepherd's College or about Wisconsin or anything like that?
Sure. It is one where families are nervous about sending their students further away at times, but it's been cool seeing, once again, our students from Texas. We have students from California, Florida. Kazakhstan was one where he just graduated this year. It's cool to see that transformation from year one of being scared, whether this is mom and dad or whether it's a student scared to leave home. What does this look like? And then all of a sudden watching that confidence grow throughout their 3 years in their field, watching students. So this over graduation, one of our students speaking had a stutter that just made her so nervous, even her first year. And now she's on stage reading to a whole gym full of people. You have others who are sharing about what their disability is, what accommodations they ask for, what things they need to ask for, what strengths they have because of this. It is so cool to watch them grasp what makes them unique and why that's so awesome for them.
Oh, that's awesome. And then at the end of the program, I mean, most colleges have programs that help students apply and find jobs. Do you help them find jobs after the program?
So we're working with students and families on what does a job look like. Part of our accreditation, we have to have at least 70% gainful employment in each of our majors. Typically, we're in about the 80s, and that even doesn't count if I'm a student in horticulture and I go to FedEx, that would count against our numbers. So even some students who don't fit those numbers still get jobs. So typically, we're in about the 80% when it comes to that, and work with students on how do you find a job? What does that look like? Because 5 years down the road, if they still need a job, okay, well, we want you to have the tools to be able to do that as well.
Okay, great. Thank you so much, Scott. Thank you for being here with us. And if anybody has any questions for Scott or Derek, their contact info, everybody's contact info is here. You're going to receive it all. And you can put those questions in the chat box. So
and I see one in the chat. So we do still have applications for this fall. We have a couple spots open. But if you were looking for, because we always start in August, if you're looking for 2025 or applications for that year, we'll start out September 1st. But feel free to reach out to me about that. I'd love to talk.
Thank you so much, Scott. Okay, next up we have Texas A&M University and their TUCASA program. Veronica is going to be talking to us about that. So Veronica, you are up.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you all. Thank you for having me. And my name is Veronica Khaled. I am the project director for the program here at Texas A&M in San Antonio. TUCASA stands for Transition University for Career and Successful Adulthood because we're a very high Hispanic serving institution. The principal investigators that wrote this beautiful grant decided to go with that acronym, TUCASA, which means your house, your home. Like I mentioned earlier, we are a very high serving Hispanic institution and also very high in first generation as well. We are one of the first universities, or the first university on the far south side of San Antonio, which gets a lot of under representation to the Hispanic culture and population. And we are the only program that serves adult students with intellectual disabilities in San Antonio as of right now. Our goal of our program is there's two super main goals that we have for our program, which are for to be employment and to be as independent as possible. And that looks different depending on the individual student, right? What level of independence are they going towards, right? Our program does serve the ages of 18 to 26 years old. There are some bullet points here that I get a lot of questions on, which is financial aid. We do accept foster care waivers, scholarships, and grants. And yes, students must hold their own guardianship and power of attorney over their educational rights. Because we're trying to help them foster that independence. We want them to be able to make sure that they have 100% say-so of what they want to do and participate in, okay? We are in the process of getting TWC involved for our pre-ets portion of the tuition here. We're also looking into VA benefits as well. I saw in the chat earlier that some of the people are asking, you know, prices. So our program is 18 months, and it does cost right at about $7,000 for the 18 months. We do not require the students to live in the dorms, but it is an option. So this coming fall semester, we have 11 students that will be in our program, and about half of those students are choosing to live in the dorms.
Quick question, when they do decide to live on campus, do you group them together or do you mix them in with general population students? What does that look like? And
our program is 100% inclusive. There is not any specialized courses for the students in the TUCASA program. They are in university classes. We do have, so it's myself, there's four staff, right? I'm the project director. Then we have an employment coordinator, Dominique Vera. Then we have an academic coordinator, Joshua Aguilar. And then we have our administrative assistant, Verona Labrador. So that's the four staff. But built into our program are success coaches. These success coaches are the ones that are doing the day-to-day, going to classes with the students to help them through the process of understanding what university classes are like, with the goal being built into the coaches weaning themselves out about mid to end of the semester, so that by the time they start semester two, they should be able to handle that on their own. But with respect to the professor and or instructor, if they want that coach to be in the classroom with them, we honor that request. We also work very, very closely with our Disability Support Services Office, where we encourage the students to sign up for disability services to receive that extra time on their quizzes, exams, copies of notes, or whatever you might need, right? Like Scott was saying earlier, there are parents that, of course, and even students that are, a little leery of going out of state. We did have our first out of state student from Georgia, never lived on her own. And she came here, lived here for all the semesters, even through the summer. She didn't go back home. She got a job on campus. And she graduated just a few weeks ago, went back to Georgia, got a roommate, has her own apartment, right? So until the students are able to see, like, you know, they're able to do it, they get that fear out of and the skills of learning what independence can look like for them. They just grow from there.
I love hearing those success stories.
Yes, yes. I'm trying to see what else I'm missing. It is 18 months. The students do take a required two classes every single semester that's built into the program. I enroll the students in all of that part piece of it, right? The first semester they take speech because everybody needs to understand what public speaking is about and being able to do presentations, right? And first year seminar, which is a Texas A&M class that helps the student become a better student. You know, what is it like to study? What are my community resources? What are the university resources? How do I build a resume? How do I look into internships, et cetera, et cetera? So that's semester one. Semester two, they come back, they take an internship class and a kinesiology class on whole health, nutrition, exercise. They get to learn all that good stuff. And then they start their internship. It can be paid or unpaid, right? Then they come back and then they continue their internship and then an elective of their choice that they can, you know, we sit down with them, we go through the course catalog and we figure out what's the best elective for that student, right? And that's their choice. And then we do have a required summer camp to be able to embed the independent living skills for those that don't have the opportunity to actually live on campus, but also to be able to just bond and make that connection with their fellow cohort members as well.
Fantastic. That is fantastic. Veronica, we're going to go ahead and move on to the next one. I'll come back if there's time, but you did say that all of the students are, you know, they live with neurotypical, it's all integrated. That's a question that just came up, and I want to clarify that you did say that, right?
Yes, everything is integrated, and they must be at about a fourth or fifth grade reading level because they're in inclusive university courses. So they have to be able to understand lecture and do presentations and go along with stuff. So, yeah.
Okay, fantastic, fantastic. We had intended on having Green Oaks Life Prep. They had some technical difficulties, unfortunately. So it looks like they offer a fantastic program with culinary arts, horticulture, similar things like we've heard from Shepherd's College. They help with independence and finding employment and all of that kind of stuff. And it's Green Oaks Life Prep. So you can look into that on your own if you're interested. It looks like it might be a Christian environment. They're going to church there, and the logo, the tree looks like a cross there. So I believe it must be some kind of a Christian life prep situation. But definitely, if you have any questions and you want to hear about their program more, we will try to invite them back to another one of these sessions, or you can just reach out to them directly, okay? So let's go on to lifelong learning with friends. We've got Kaylin here, and she's going to talk about lifelong learning with friends. And I love seeing the chat box going crazy. So please, everybody, keep up with the chat as well.
Hello, my name is Kaylin. I work as Executive Director for Lifelong Learning with Friends. We are a continuing education program hosted at the University of Texas at Austin. We were founded in 2010 by family members of adults with IDDs, and we still maintain that family perspective, which I think is really important to kind of our steering and philosophy of our programming. We provide inclusive higher education and social opportunities for adults with disabilities. A lot of our students are in that transition age of 18 to 22, but the majority of our students are a bit older. And I think that's important in kind of understanding the accessibility of our program. We do not have an application or kind of basic requirements for reading, writing, or verbal ability. We designed this program to accept people like our family members that maybe are not the traditional student and inclusive PSE programs. And we also allow students to self-select topics, either in STEM, liberal arts, or self-development that are personally tailored to their specific interests or needs, rather than being restricted to a finite specific training program. Our classes have a one-to-one ratio with neurotypical UT undergraduate volunteers who learn alongside our adults with IDDs. So we have inclusive classrooms. And again, your student with IDDs are able to learn alongside and befriend UT students. Another thing that I think is unique about our program is that, again, we don't have a finite certificate program or training regimen. Students are able to self-select as many topics as they want indefinitely. One of our favorite students in the program has been taking classes with us for over a decade, and he enrolls in all 10 to 15 courses that we offer each semester. I think this is really nice, especially when considering a lot of our students are older. I think the focus of a lot of PSE programs is to help adults with IDDs gain independence and find jobs. But, you know, my college experience was, you know, I was able to take classes like Bollywood or, you know, social dance. There were things that I wanted to pursue for the sake of learning and life enrichment. And that's what we're really trying to offer through our program. And the access to higher education, beyond, 18 to 22, I think is really important for this population of people. And so we like to think of ourselves either as a stepping stone for more of these rigorous full-time committed programs that are like presenting today, but also, you know, for the learner that may not be a traditional fit for full-time independent living programs, that they still have access to quality higher education opportunities.
So I see that it says it started at UT Austin in 2010. Has it spread to other UT campuses or still just in the Austin area?
We operate in-person classes exclusively at UT Austin. However, because of the pandemic, we made the serendipitous transition to a hybrid program where we started offering virtual classes for the first time ever. This ended up opening new interesting avenues for us because historically our student base has only been around the Austin area, but now we're able to reach, you know, anyone. In 2020, we actually were able to expand to over 13 states. We had students zooming in from all across America and Canada, which was really exciting. And so for students interested in inclusive education options and that they don't have a good in-person option in their home city, or, you know, they don't have the transportation logistics figured out, our program is a great option for that. Addressing Dan in the chat, who asked us a question about housing on campus at UT Austin. Our program, Lifelong Learning with Friends, is a part-time program, and so we don't have housing options. However, my colleague, Joe Tate, who is with another fantastic education program based at UT Austin, Joe Tate from E4 is here today, and that is more of a full-time independent living education option at UT Austin as well. They're our partner. A lot of our students from Lifelong Learning Friends go on to do E4, and Joe Tate will provide excellent options for housing on campus, but that's something that we currently at Lifelong Learning with Friends does not provide.
All right. Thank you so much, Kaylin, for your help. Again, all of her contact info is here. You can reach out to her with more questions. If she might get to your questions in the chat box, if you've got any more, feel free to reach out to Kaylin for that. Thank you so much. And here we go. Joe, you're up next with the E4 that, you know, Kaylin gave you such a great introduction.
She did. Thank you, Kaylin. Yeah, absolutely. Lifelong Learning with Friends is definitely a partner of E4 Texas, and we enjoy working with them. And I think it's really important, like Kaylin said, that we have ongoing learning opportunities for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities and bringing them to the university. So definitely check them out. It's some really cool classes, some fun classes. But yeah, E4 Texas, we are a 3-semester vocational training program housed on the campus of UT Austin. That means we work with the Texas Workforce Commission. Our current 3 jobs that we train for are all in humanities. We train our students to be in-home caregivers or personal care attendants. So you can think of our students working alongside maybe elderly or other people that might need support with their basic activities of daily living. We also train our students to do early childhood education, which frankly is, I think, the program that I'm most proud of, because it is completely embedded at the university, meaning that our students' core curriculum is all taught by UT professors alongside their typically developing peers. And it's a very rigorous training. It's at the Priscilla Pond Flawn Child and Family Learning Laboratory. I know that's a lot, but that's one of the premier childcare training facilities in Central Texas. And our students are right there from day one of their fall semester to the end of their spring semester. And they learn a whole lot. It's a really cool learning environment where they get to work alongside their teacher and meet with the teacher afterwards and then take classes that help supplement their learning. And then we also do a teacher's assistant training or a paraprofessional training. And it's the same certification that any teacher's assistant would need to work in a school alongside a special education teacher. Other than that, I mean, we do all kinds of cool stuff. So our students come to us in the summer. They learn about legislative advocacy. We go to the Capitol and testify in a mock legislative hearing. They learn about disability history. Some of these pictures behind me are from some of the history of how we got here to talk about having people with disabilities on college campuses. There's a long struggle to get where we are. So I want our students to understand that they're part of a movement for people with disabilities for meaningful inclusion in these types of environments like college. And they have to put on a little presentation. For sometimes it's their first presentation they've ever done or worked in groups for the first time. They live on campus in the summer, and fall and spring housing is optional, but 90% of our students choose to live on campus. And they may choose to have an E4 Texas roommate, or they might have a typically developing roommate. We don't mandate it. We're there to support them 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. So we have classes like work readiness, independent living, financial literacy. We do healthy relationships. We do peer support. We have all kinds of stuff that we offer through the Monday through Friday time, as well as our students have to audit a UT course, both in their fall and spring semester. And often those courses align with their vocational track that they've selected. So if they're learning to be a TA in a classroom, they're probably taking a College of Education course. We do offer fun classes like art and music. We take advantage of the Butler School of Music. We go see football games and encourage our students to be as integrated in college living as possible, with, of course, employment outcomes. So they have 135-hour internships that they have to work in the spring in their field of study. My personal care attendants often get hired by local provider agencies during that time, and they start making money right away. And those jobs are hired jobs. They're not part-time internships. We have no memorandums of understanding or agreements with these agencies. They hire our students based on their merits, and we're there to support them to be successful. So we work with Meals on Wheels Central Texas, which is a provider agency. We work with Imagine Art, which is a local provider agency. We look at Outreach Home Care, which is a local provider agency, and others, to make sure our students get meaningful internships that can carry through after they graduate. Our TAs, they work in schools and 18 plus programs and in high schools. They do the work of TAs. We want them to do that work. And just again, with the early childhood education, they're working through at the Priscilla Ponflon since the fall to earn their internship hours. Anyways, we have a lot of community partners. We're in Austin. We have a lot of groups we work with. Let's see if, I don't know if there's any questions.
Go ahead.
I was going to just say, we do require that our students are their own guardian to attend our program.
Okay. I love that you mentioned Meals on Wheels. When I was a little kid, my grandmother used to take me when she delivered Meals on Wheels. So that one always has a special place in my heart.
Well, so our Meals on Wheels here in Austin actually is a provider agency. So they deliver meals, but they also provide personal care attendant services for the community. And those are the jobs that our students are getting. They often start volunteering, maybe delivering meals, get their foot in the door. And then once they're certified and able to work as a personal care attendant, they get jobs and, you know, work alongside people with significant needs.
Oh, that is so fantastic. Thank you for all you do, Joe, and for being here with us. Okay, next we have Mary with Alvin Community College and the STRIVE program there. So Mary, if you want to go ahead and tell us about your school.
Yes, thank you. My name is Mary Vlahovich, and I am the director of the STRIVE program at Alvin Community College. Alvin, for those of you that don't know, if you're in Wisconsin or somewhere like that, we are south of Houston, in a small town between Houston and Galveston. So the STRIVE stands for Skills Training Rewarding Independence and Vocational Education. We are a one-year post-secondary program. I've been hearing a lot of the same things that some of the other programs are offering. So I will kind of focus specifically on what we do offer. We are on the continuing education side of the college. So these are not credit classes that these students are taking. It is a certification program. It's a very hands-on program. We do a lot of interest and skills inventories right at the beginning. We try to see what skills our students have, what skills can be developed, what they enjoy doing, and that's where we focus their training. So it's not specifically going into, they don't have to pick what job they want to have at the end when we begin, okay? We have a whole curriculum of classes that we teach. Everything is preparing and work readiness kinds of classes. So we have communication skills, teaching those speaking skills, career exploration and planning. We have a occupational math class. So students learn once they start getting a paycheck, how do they budget that paycheck? Let's learn how to put this in a spreadsheet and all of those things that go along with becoming more independent, which does look very different for every student. Some students will eventually live on their own. Some students won't. So we deal individually with what their end goal is based on their interests, skills, and abilities. Along with our classes, we have internships that our students participate in here in the Alvin area. We have a lot of partnerships with many businesses in all kinds of fields. So from schools to stores. So we've got the retail, we've got some data entry. We even have some students that were very interested in working with animals. So we have an internship with a horse farm for those students. We do have horticulture experience. So rather than our students conforming to us, we try to conform to what their needs are. So our internships do look a little bit different every year based on our students' interest and skill levels. We also do assist students. I have our staff, I have a staff of five job coaches along with myself and an instructor. We help students from in the job placement process as well. So we help them applying for jobs. We help as advocates if necessary, not all students, that's necessary for all in the interview process. And then also with job training if necessary. We do work with TWC and they help us in that capacity. And they also help with service authorizations for many of our students to help with tuition. The tuition for the two semesters is a little under $7,000. And we do have a summer option for students that did not find placement or they can still come in the summer. We have a semester class in the summer. A lot of our students, the goal is for our students is greater independence, including social skill, social time with other typical students. But we also have some students that are ready, they discover they're ready to go on and start on that associate's degree or level one certification classes or a technical class. So here on that campus, we have all those options. We've had students that have finished the STRIVE program and gone into the welding program. We have some students that have finished STRIVE and gone straight to work or started work while in the program. We've had some students that go on and start their associates in level one certification classes. So there's all kinds of different options for our students as they as we make a plan with them throughout the program. We do work also, we have a student accessibility services here on campus. So our students work directly with those, with that department. We're a very integrated part of this campus. We are not just that class over there. We integrate with all of our other students on campus. And have a lot of them that come, typical students that come in and help our students as well. We also have summer classes that are enrichment courses. They're not technically part of the STRIVE program, but they are enrichment courses. A lot of times students graduate. That social aspect is so big. That is such a big part of this. They make friends and want to keep those friends. And so we do have some enrichment classes in the summer. We have healthy cooking where students get their food handler's license and learn how to make meals independently that are good for them and not just fast food or microwave. We have a STEM class. We have just a gaming club where students come and learn to play board and card games. We have a DIY home decor class, all really fun classes in the summer for socialization and learning new skills and developing hobbies and habits that are going to, just make us happier.
Now that you've talked about all about the importance of going in person and socializing and meeting people, we do have a question. Do you offer some of these program classes online virtually?
Actually, we during COVID, we had some that were online. We have decided that we weren't seeing the end result that we did it with in person. So we are in person.
Okay. I didn't mean to interrupt. Did you have anything else to add?
I'm trying to see what other, I think that, I mean, I did put our website on there. We are under continuing education. The tab under continuing education, we have a Strive webpage there that you can get more information. We do highly encourage anybody that's interested to come and take a tour. Our students love to show you the campus. They love to tour people around. You get a really good idea of what our program looks like when you come to the campus. So if anybody is interested, please come visit. We love visitors.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And they're kind of close to closer to Galveston out there. So you can take fun weekend trips.
Yeah,
take
a go trip to the beach.
Galveston, check out the community college, all that stuff. It'd be great. Thank you so much.
One last thing, a couple programs mentioned their age. We do, 18 is the youngest. You do not have to be your own guardian, and there is no age limit towards at the other end of this. So 18 and up.
Okay, great. And they can be under guardianship.
Yes.
Oh, that's perfect. Good to know. Thank you so much. Do you have to make an appointment to visit the campus and check out this program?
It would be beneficial if you did make an appointment. Yes. So there, my email address is there. That is where who you would email. And it would just make, yes, it's a good idea to do that.
Thank you so much. I have a couple more slides to go through. That is the last college we have to present today. But if you have, after I go through these last couple slides for myself, what I was thinking that we could do is just kind of open up the panel for any further questions or discussion that anybody wants to have. So if you have those kinds of things, put them in the chat box, and then we can get to that after these last couple of slides. So when you're thinking about special needs planning and thinking about what happens after high school and who is going to take care of my loved one when I no longer can, we want you to know that the time to start planning for that is right now. It doesn't matter if your child is still in high school or getting ready to go to college, or if they're still very young or an adult, you know, any time is the right time to start planning for the future. We want you to think about these post-high school educational opportunities. Tour campuses, ask questions, keep on coming to these kind of panel webinars because there's so much opportunity out there. Also, take a look at some transition programs and residential options. There might be wait lists, especially for residential options. And so we would hate for you to find the perfect program or the perfect residence, the perfect community, and then you find out that, oh, we can't move in next month. It's going to be 2 or 3 years down the road. So check into those prep programs early. This is a list kind of some of the things to keep on your radar, some of the other webinars that we offer through Consolidated Planning Group. Future cost of care estimates, thinking about the waiver programs and interest lists and other government programs like SSI and Medicaid and SSDI and Medicare. We help people sign up for ABLE accounts and help you understand your designations for beneficiaries, special needs trusts, legal aspects like guardianship, power of attorney, things like that. Just a ton of great topics. We've even had some topics with attorneys talking about, you know, what happens if you're going through a divorce, or, you know, how to save up money for college or whatever. We can help you. This link will take you to our website events tab, where we put all of our upcoming webinars. So you can register ahead of time for any of our webinars that we have on there. And we would automatically send you the information about that webinar, the link to the recording and the slides, even if you aren't able to attend. This is our fantastic team. We've got 4 advisors on our team. We are a small independent firm located in Sugar Land, just outside of Houston. We serve families all across the United States. So even though we've started here in Texas, we are happy that we're growing and we're learning about programs and things available in all kinds of other states like Wisconsin, Arizona, Louisiana. Of course, a lot of the states around Texas are easy for us to learn about, but we love helping people all over the place. And then finally, we offer a free consultation. So if you want to talk to Consolidated Planning Group about any financial topics related to your loved one, planning for the future, benefits, things like that, we want to talk to you. As a matter of fact, even if you don't have questions, we would love to introduce our services to answer any questions that you might have and just to decide if you want to hear more about us and if it would be a good idea for us to try to work together. So you can use the QR code to go to our calendar, or if that's not your jam, you can call us or email. We do reach out to participants in these webinars. So don't be surprised when you hear from us, because we want to make sure that you're going to get your free consultation if you're interested. You can also follow our pages here. This is the YouTube channel, our Instagram. We have a podcast as well. And of course, our Facebook page is a great opportunity to learn about everything that we've got coming your way. Okay. So now that I am done with all of those, I want to get back to our panel. And I see that there's been a link put in there for A&M. Make sure if you want everybody to see that, you know, in the chat box, it says to everyone, not just hosts and panelists, if you want everybody to see your question or answer. My son got accepted to a program called Promise to Promise. Does any of your college accept that program? Does anyone here know of that program or work with that? Okay. The Promise to Promise partnership enables Alamo College's students in the Alamo Promise program to transfer to UT San Antonio and have their tuition and fees covered for up to two academic years through the UTSA Bold Promise program. Well, that's pretty cool. That is something that I didn't even know about. So Promise to Promise partnership. But UTSA San Antonio does not have a program specifically for students with IDD. So even though your student can transfer to that program, they don't have programs specifically for students with IDD. So you're going to need to make sure that that would be a good fit for your loved one. How do we access this recording? So later on today, you will receive an email with a link to the recording of this webinar. It will be on our YouTube channel. If you misplace that email or you don't get it, you can simply go to YouTube and search Consolidated Planning Group. Look for our little purple and gray circle logo, and all of our webinars live out there. Lifelong learning with friends does not require any application. Students are able to enroll directly for courses on the website. Okay, so does anybody have references for a personal academic success coach for a first-time college student? Now, we have some programs. There's Bloom Consulting has a program, I think, that offers mentorship and personal success coaching. Their program is called Campus Connections. That's through Bloom Consulting. We have some other opportunities. You might, Nalicia, you might want to check out our YouTube channel and look for other college planning webinars that we've done. I know that we've done some with people like what you're looking for. Are any of these programs available to someone under guardianship? Yes, we did mention that. Strive program at Alvin Community College, they can take people who are under guardianship. I can't remember who else said that they could. So if you want to unmute or
Houston Community College.
HCC can.
Yeah, HCC. And then in terms of the question about the guardianship, there's nothing that precludes an applicant from applying if they're under some sort of guardianship. And then this question about student success codes. Yes, we absolutely have student success coaches all throughout our campus at HCC.
Fantastic. Who else wants to jump in on this one?
Yeah, Shepherd says students both under guardianship and not under guardianship. So nothing new there. So either way is fine.
Okay, great. And Mary?
Yes, sorry, I'm trying to do two things at once. Yes, we offer, yes, they can come to our school with that too.
Okay, fantastic. So there you go, Wendy. Lots of options available for you. Okay, well, we have reached 1 o'clock, so I'm going to say goodbye for today. Again, please reach out to us at Consolidated Planning Group or any of these wonderful partners we've had on today. I thank all of you for being here, for taking the time to help us share the news to our audience and to everybody in the audience for taking the time to watch. I hope you all have a great week, have a great summer, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Michelle. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.